Today, a divided Securities and Exchange Commission approved the appointment of William Webster to head up a new accounting oversight board. Webster is the former head of the FBI and the CIA. He was chosen by a 3-2 vote, with Republicans voting for his appointment and Democrats against. The new oversight panel was created to help restore faith in corporate bookkeeping following the wave of accounting scandals. But divisions broke out within the SEC over an earlier favorite for the job, former pension fund head John Biggs. NPR's Jack Spear has been covering this story, and he joins us now. So, Jack, welcome, and give us a bit of background on today's vote, please.
Well, thanks for having me, Jackie. This meeting was held here in Washington today, and it was really noteworthy, I guess, for a couple of reasons. First, it involved the creation of this Public Accounting Oversight Board, and this was set up as part of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which was approved over the summer, basically to deal with some of these corporate abuses, an outgrowth of the collapse of some big companies like Enron and WorldCom. But in addition to the fact that there's never been a board like this one, the fact the SEC conducted this vote for board members in public today is also kind of noteworthy. It's not something that the agency usually does, but because one of the commissioners, Harvey Goldsmith, was so upset over the process of choosing who would sit on this board, that he requested this meeting be held and open to the public.
This issue has become increasingly contentious, hasn't it?
It really has. There are a couple of reasons for that. A lot of it centers around the candidacy of a man named John Biggs. Biggs is probably familiar to some people. He headed up TIAA CREF, which is one of the biggest, if not, I think, the biggest pension funds out there right now. And he's been considered a fairly aggressive watchdog of the accounting industry. But almost immediately after Biggs was named as a possible frontrunner for this job as head of this accounting oversight board, there was a backing away by SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt, and there's a lot of speculation over why that nomination was derailed, ranging from dissension within the SEC itself to pressure from the accounting industry.
Mm-hmm. And just exactly what is this new accounting oversight board going to do?
Well, this board is going to have the ability to discipline accountants who violate the securities laws. It goes a good deal beyond what was in place before. There was a body in place supposed to oversee the accounting industry, but it was sort of a self-policing entity and funded by the accounting firms themselves, so it was seen as somewhat ineffective.
Now, all of this has, of course, swirled around the SEC commissioner, Harvey Pitt. This afternoon, Senator Paul Sarbanes called for his resignation. That's the first time Sarbanes has done that. That's happened earlier. Where does this leave Harvey Pitt?
Well, it leaves Harvey Pitt in, you know, under a cloud again to some degree. He certainly has had his troubles lately. Harvey Pitt has been the subject of several calls for resignation from a number of lawmakers. In some ways, he's really in a no-win position. If he changed his mind and went back to supporting Biggs, there are people who would have questioned him. With this vote for William Webster, who as a former head of the CIA and the FBI is well-known here in Washington, and apparently supported by the White House, there also are going to be questions about whether he's supporting the candidate who was favored by the accounting industry. And as you mentioned late this afternoon, Paul Sarbanes joined the chorus of those calling for Harvey Pitt to step down. And, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see how that all works out. But I guess the real test for this accounting board is going to be in whether or not the board really has teeth and can aggressively enforce the accounting laws and go after wrongdoers. And I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, we had this meeting that was held in an open session today. I think Mr. Goldsmith really wanted to get his point across that he was very unhappy with the way that this whole board selection process went.
Well, quite a debut for William Webster. Thank you very much, Jack.
You're welcome, Jackie.
NPR's Jack Spear.